The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the rock show? Come on to the people's show. Come on to the premiere show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. How are you, Miss J?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing fine. Doing fine here to review SmackDown again with you. So we're ready to get into it and talk about what happened on the blue brand for this week.
The superior brand, the A show. That's why it comes on Friday night.
The house that DD Jonay built.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown Matters. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find us through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is look for the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Subscribe to the logo that has the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will get SmackDown Matters in your podcast queue each and every week. We start the show out with Edge. He says he's got a few things to address. He starts with Roman and says that he doesn't agree with Roman's assessment of him not wanting to fight a man like him. That leads to Daniel Bryan coming out. Just Daniel Bryan in general in Edge's comments. Edge brings up Bryan's claim from last week about his activity and decides to remind everyone who the hell he is. Edge brings up his history, especially during the hectic earlier days of WWE, and mentions he's been doing this across four decades, and now he's here because he loves this too. Now out comes Daniel Bryan. He says, to be completely honest, nothing he's doing is about Edge. His epiphany wasn't because of Edge, but because he allowed himself to go into what might be his last WrestleMania on the back burner. Edge responds, he says Roman has already beaten Bryan, and no matter the circumstances, a win is a win. Edge notes that he won the Rumble, including beating Daniel Bryan to do it. Edge says he respects and likes Bryan, but he just doesn't like how Bryan did this. He says Bryan is better than this, but not better than Edge, and then he heads out.
Look at Bryan, a little sauciness.
Yeah, Edge ended.
Almost reminded me of the Planets champ, Daniel Bryan, talking smack.
Yeah, Edge and Daniel Bryan getting a little saucy towards each other.
Just what Roman wanted. Let him fight. It's all working out. See, there's an end game. There's a plan here.
I think that this has been a great little detour. It's taken, like, Roman is still the focus, but they've kind of made the focus Daniel Bryan and Edge in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like when you take a photograph and it's like, you know, certain things are in focus, certain things are out, but that's purposeful, you know, for people with iPhones, the portrait mode setting, perfect way to describe this.
Exactly.
The
Street Profits are headed to the ring for their next match. They're joined by Rey and Dominic Mysterio. But the heels jump them on the way to the ring. The heels mock the down faces in the ring as well as we head to commercial break. Those heels were Otis, Chad Gable, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode. So the Street Profits, Dominic Mysterio, and Rey Mysterio, they get the win over Otis, Chad Gable, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode. Roode ate the Mysterio 619s from Mysterio's. Montez Ford tags in as the other faces take out the other heels. Montez Ford hits the switch in midair from the heavens to Bobby Roode. Street Profits, Dominic, and Ray are your winners.
Street Profits about to get back in the tag team title picture.
Yeah, they're doing it.
good for them. Because I don't know what the new tag team... I mean, we haven't seen Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler really be fighting champions.
Yeah, so. We just seen them be, like, holders of the titles. They haven't really done right. a lot of fighting at all.
Right. I mean, the women's tag team champions have done more fighting than, you know, than the men.
Yeah. We recapped the announcement made earlier this week that Molly Holly will be the first person inducted into this year's WWE Hall of Fame.
Yay!
Very good choice, very deserving. Molly Holly was definitely a trendsetter for her time. Her matches with Trish Stratus were some of the best pure women's wrestling matches of the time. Her stuff with the Hurricane was really good. Ran around as like a sidekick with him. So yes, I thought that this was over.
And when she was hardcore, was she hard? She was hardcore champ once, wasn't she?
Yeah. So good deal on WWE adding Molly Holly to the as the first person they announced this year for the Hall of Fame. Jey Uso, he's walking up to Roman's locker room. Paul Heyman intercepts him. Jey wants to see Roman. Paul dissuades him and says Roman is a little busy. So Jey mentions having a few other things to handle first anyway. Paul says he is sure Roman will be happy to see him after he takes care of all that.
Jey is about to be eating off paper plates at Easter dinner at the kids' table while the adults sit at the big people table.
Yeah, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully his brother comes back in time to save him.
Well, speaking of that, did you see Talking Smack?
I did not see Talking Smack. What did I miss?
Paul Heyman and Big E's exchange?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, really? Well, Mr. Paul Heyman informed Big E that, you know, there's more than one Uso and services are available. It was a really good promo between the two of them.
Okay, I have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. But continue.
Kayla has Seth Rollins up for a backstage promo. Seth says he went out there to help Cesaro. Cesaro has all the potential in the world, and he wanted to help him graduate to become a leading man. In exchange, he was embarrassed and disrespected. He's done with Cesaro. Cesaro is the biggest waste of potential in the WWE's history, so he's just done with him. Kayla then mentioned Cesaro has a rematch tonight with Buddy Murphy, and Seth Rollins seems mildly intrigued by that. He toned the suit color down a little bit this week. He went with the green and dark blue plaid.
With the turtleneck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Classic 1974 look.
Very, very Pulp Fiction-y.
Who do you think is dressing him? You think this is Becky? Or this is all Seth Rollins?
It's definitely Becky. He definitely did start dressing like a dad once he... came back. I was like, I'm a cool dad. I'm not like other dads. Told you, Johnny Tapia.
We see the recap of what happened where Nia scooped up Reggie last week. So this week we see Nia taking Reggie on a shopping spree for some new suits. Nia offers him anything he wants in the clothing store. He models outfits for her. Shayna Baszler's face is one of utter disinterest. They finally settle on an outfit. Reginald sits in Nia Jax's lap and asks how he could ever repay her for all her kindness. Nia just smiles suggestively as we hear some of that.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, music in the
background. Yeah, I was going to say that romance novel music. Oh, gosh. Nia, how will they ever be able to repay you?
Quintessential R was highly, highly disgusted and jealous at Reggie.
Because Nia is his bae.
Yeah, Nia was out here in her street clothes and her jeans and her little top.
He's looking real good. I know he was upset. Nia, he said Nia looking like a whole entree, and I can't take part.
Cesaro defeated Buddy Murphy. Murphy gets caught in the big swing, but Seth Rollins was watching the match from the top of the ramp. He comes down, interferes in the match, and so Cesaro is your winner. Seth Rollins then lays into Cesaro, then hits the blackout or the curb stomp, whatever you want to call it. He yells at Cesaro about Cesaro not being on his level and implores him to stand up. Cesaro eventually climbs to his feet just to eat another stomp for his effort. Rollins goes and gets his chair. He looks to pilmanize the neck of Cesaro, but some officials come out and halt that at the last second.
I like this little feud.
Oh yes. It's going to be very good. The match is going to be, but this right here was what I really am intrigued by. When Seth Rollins goes to the back, he's still trash talking Cesaro. Then he runs into Nakamura at the gorilla position, and him and Nakamura have like a stare down. It's like, oh yes, give it to me.
Yeah, it was a lot of hair product in that shot. Because I had turned away for a second and I looked back up and I saw them staring at each other. And I'm like, there's a lot of glisten in the hair going in this shot. Because we know Cesaro and Nakamura are homies.
Right. Yeah, so if Nakamura and Seth Rollins have a little match before we get to the fast lane match between Cesaro and Seth Rollins, I'm down for that.
Yes.
Ditto. Kevin Owens is walking around in the back. Sami Zayn finds him alone with his documentary crew. Sami says no one knows more about the conspiracy against him than Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens says that he's got the KO show tonight. They bicker back and forth. Zayn is trying to sell his documentary as a big exposure and that it'll do Logan Paul numbers. Kevin Owens says he'll have to think about it.
KO show, a.k.a. Stir the Pot show.
It's always like how Kevin Owens is dressed with the t-shirt with the little necktie over it.
Yes, that is very Kevin Owens. I love it. And I'm glad he's back on TV because I've missed him.
Well, I'm glad that he like took the L in the Elimination Chamber and everything. And like he got off of TV for like 3 weeks, a month, because, you know, he did have a hell of a feud with Roman over the last 2 months. So a man like that deserves some time off.
He does.
Jey Uso runs into Edge in the back. Edge says he's known their family for a long time and he first met Jey Uso when Jey was 10 years old. He says, man to man, he knows what Jey is doing. He says Jey's walking around with his head down like a subordinate. And he wants to know what Jay's dad thinks about this. Jay says his family is running this show, so don't talk about them. He says Ed should be enjoying his family, because after Mania, he won't be enjoying anything.
Jay is like, he just talks so much trash for somebody that loses every week. You know, I want that confidence.
Well, that's the whole art of being a heel, is you have to make people forget that you lose by, you know.
Oh, I don't forget.
Extenuating your triumphs and your, you know, boastfulness.
Or that's what happens when you're, you know, you align with the head of the table, right?
Right.
The tribal chief.
Kevin Owens show with our special guests, Binky and Sasha. Sasha Banks says it's not her fault she looks good and that Reginald has to pressure on her.
I love Sasha.
Bianca Belair says Reginald is just a problem for their match and she just doesn't want him around. Banks says,
I don't even understand how Reggie is an issue because ain't nobody dating him. How they over here beefing over Reggie and they don't even like him?
Well, Bianca is like, he keeps snooping around. He keep costing us matches because he keep getting your attention. And Sasha's like, don't worry about it. I got it handled. She says that she's like the Michael Jordan of the women's division, and maybe one day Bianca Belair can become the LeBron James. And Binky says that she respects Sasha, but her accomplishments are hers and hers only, and Banks had nothing to do with it. Sasha says if she'd been in the Royal Rumble, she would have won it, not Bianca Belair. Sasha Banks says she's going to walk into Mania as two belt Banks and leave the same way. Binky is glad that she's got her eyes on the prize. So then Nia, Reggie, and Shayna come out, followed by Tamina and Natalya, because Tamina and Natalya, they got the win over the tag team of Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair.
The SmackDown Women's Champion really needs to make a tag to Bianca Belair, and there's snap suplex by Natalya quickly into the cover. Hook of the leg on Sasha and a kick out.
Can we please watch the match?
We are.
For pity's sake.
Nobody said we're not watching. We can't.
You're not. You're too busy.
You can multitask, Shayna.
I know.
Shayna, what's Nia too busy doing?
No. We're the champions. And this is taking the focus off of that?
I completely agree with you, Shayna, and I'm going to defer to you. As one half of the Women's Tag Team Champion, what would you like to talk about tonight?
I would like to talk about this match, okay. Since we're clearly going to be facing them.
Natalya was going for the sharpshooter. Banks now able to make a tag. And here comes the EST of WWE. Someone that Shayna Baszler knows very, very well, Bianca Belair. Series of drop kicks from Bianca. Whips Natalya in. Now Bianca's second rope, great athleticism and balance. Bianca,
so good.
Roll through.
Keep it up, keep it fresh.
Whoa, oh, spine buster.
Get up there.
Cover now by Bianca and Reginald. After orders by Nia.
He wanted to show the, you know.
He got the custom line suit, Cole.
He had
the
lining.
Nice.
I know. He wanted to show his lining.
Hey, between you and me, what'd that cost you? That's extra. I know that. The custom lining.
Nothing but the best for Reginald. You know what?
Hey,
show him again. Show him the lining. Get the inside
like
of that lining.
Like,
make sure.
Oh, look,
Reggie, 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 Reggie.
Oh, it's boss time.
Really? My
exactly what I talk. You think it's cute?
Oh. He is cute, though.
Well, Reginald in the ring. Tamina's got Bianca in trouble. Sasha chasing Reginald to the other side. Natalya now blasting from behind.
Big time impact. The self-proclaimed best of all time just flattened the boss.
And Bianca now with a right hand in Natalya. Tamina from behind. Scoopy Belair up. Cover now. Got it.
Wow.
Tamina and Natalya with a big win. Here are your winners, Natalya and Tamina.
I think he gave Reginald some sort of an assist somewhere along the line there.
Hey, listen, this is significant on many levels. Tamina and Natalya have been asking for it for weeks, and they continue to prove themselves as worthy potential challengers.
I don't lose. You keep entertaining him. It's your fault. Why is he here? Why is he here?
Oh, this is my
He's
fault.
He's calling you. You entertaining him. For what? You don't want him. Why is he here? I just lost. Because of him. Because of you.
We lost.
No.
You lost.
I'm not accepting that. You entertaining him? He following you around? That's on you. That's on you. Down with this.
Bianca and Sasha better patch things up before their tag team championship opportunity week from Sunday at Fastlane.
They are not making Bianca and Sasha look very strong going into Fastlane, but I am really liking the tag team of Natalya and Tamina.
They're doing the classic two people who are going to wrestle each other, trying to get along in the team in a team concept, but having too much strife for the team to be successful. The classic WWE setup. So Natty and Tamina, especially Tamina, has gotten like three pins 3 weeks in a row. Good for Tamina.
They looking real strong.
Binky and Sasha Banks argue again about Reginald being around and distracting them. Belair is annoyed that she lost because of Reginald and says this is on Sasha Banks. Reginald blows a kiss to Sasha Banks as the heels pose in the ring. She was like, I don't lose. She was like, this is on you. This is your fault.
Reggie out here clean as a whistle.
You don't even like
him. Casket sharp. Exactly. That's what I said. She don't even like him. Sasha just liked the fact that he ain't paying attention to Carmella anymore. Reggie is making his way through the women's locker room, man. He is. They passing that man around like a hot potato.
In the back, Sasha and Binky are still arguing about Reginald and his influence in their match. Sasha says she isn't going to take the blame for the rookie taking the L, and she just walks off.
Oh.
Yeah, she called Bianca a rookie.
How dare she?
It's getting spicy.
Real spicy.
They didn't really need Reggie in the middle of these two. They really could have just had them two being like, hey, just like that, I'm the up-and-comer. I'm the, you know, I'm the EST. And then Sasha was like, yeah, you the EST, but I'm the best. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all they really need. I mean, Reggie throwing it in here, you know, I just, you know.
You know what it is. Flavor. They don't really know what to do with Reggie. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Because, you know, Carmella ain't influencing nothing no more. It was a nice month. Thank you, Carmella.
Right. They, you can go back to you can go back to catering now.
Thank you for introducing this character and having him, right. having him overshadow anything exactly. that you were trying to get started.
Just gonna step right past you, Carmella, as I make my way out to the ring.
We get a big E promo. He says Apollo Crews has crossed the Rubicon. He's opened Pandora's box. There is no putting this genie back in the bottle. Apollo Crews has made Big E go biblical. Now Big E has to go Old Testament on Crews, and it's eye for an eye. You take one of mine, I take two of yours. So yeah, Big E went back to the church. For this promo, he says pinning Apollo Crews isn't enough. Now he's got to end him. He says Apollo Crews wants what he's worked for, and he's fine and good because now he's ready to give him what he deserves. He says they don't need to wait, not at all, because right now Crews can bring his behind to Big E and get this opportunity he's been waiting for. Well, there's no sign of Apollo Crews, and Big E says he isn't surprised. But he says he got all dressed up to defend his belt tonight. So if Crews won't come down, he'll extend an open challenge to whoever wants it. Baron Corbin and Sami Zayn both answer the challenge. Big E says whoever gets in the ring first can get the title shot. And Sami Zayn won the foot race into the ring. So it'll be Big E against Sami Zayn for the IC title. Baron Corbin was talking too much. He's like, I'm not.
Exactly. That's why he, see what happened when he talking? Just get in the ring. I'm not dressed.
Yeah.
We've seen you wrestling with Stacey Adams.
I'm out here in my $10,000 suit. I'm not dressed, but if you're trying to, and then Sami Zayn's like, I'll take the match. First, he didn't even accept the match. He was talking about how, you know, if you're going to offer it up, well, then Sami's like, I accept. Corbin's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm coming out here to wrestle. Get my title back. This would be the perfect ending to my movie. And then that's when Big E's like, whoever gets in the ring first will get the match. And then Sami Zayn's like 3/4 of the way there and just does a short sprint and gets in there.
Well, see, Sam, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. See? Let this be a lesson to Corbin.
Big E defeated Sami Zayn to retain the Intercontinental title. He ran over Sami with the big clothesline, and then he hit the big ending to get the win. So after the match, we hear the music for Apollo. Crews comes down from under the ring to jump Big E from behind. Crews hits the angle slam to lay out Big E, and he jacks him up again, and he hits another angle slam. Crews then starts talking some smack to Big E, then heads out to get the steel steps. The steps gets tossed into the ring. Crews menaces Big E with them. Big E gets to his feet, and Crews knocks him out of the ring with the steps. Crews stands tall on the steps in the ring and poses as Big E is on the ground holding his arm, writhing in pain.
Listen, SmackDown has some solid feuds going on. They should just, you know what? They should just move the Hurt Business, Naomi, to SmackDown and New Day, so all the black people can be on Friday night. And that way I won't have to watch Monday.
You don't want to see Randy Orton throw up black stuff?
No. But the thing is, the way you and Mo recap Raw, it makes it sound really more interesting than it is.
That's
so I appreciate job. That. That's, I appreciate that.
That's our job.
But or what they should do on Raw is put all the black people in the first hour. And then we can stop watching at 9 o'clock.
Here lately, that's what's been happening for a lot of people, either whether they want to or just sleepiness and boredom kicks in. In the back, Nia and Reginald are hanging out when Kayla heads up to them. Nia mocks Sasha Banks for thinking she'll be a double champ. Reginald thinks that Nia should get a title shot against Sasha next week, and Jax likes how he thinks, and then shoos Kayla away, saying that 3 is a crowd. Mm. It's time for the contract signing between Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns for the Fastlane title match. Roman comes out, of course, taking his usual time, which means they got to take a commercial break because he ain't getting to the ring in time. So Roman stares down Adam Pearce, then makes him take the chair around to the head of the table. He tells Adam Pearce he knows where his chair goes. Both men sit down. Roman says he gets it, that Bryan has done everything he's supposed to do, and a few weeks ago he went along with this, but this week he doesn't think Bryan deserves the match, and he won't sign the contract just because he's not feeling it. Well, Daniel Bryan takes the pin and signs, saying that he's surprised Roman isn't a man of his word who's afraid of someone like him. I mean, after last week, a lot of people thought he was better than Roman, but last week he proved he's better when he made Jey Uso tap, something that Roman could never do. Daniel Bryan said that he would like to proclaim himself head of the table, ruler of the island. He did something Roman couldn't, and he keeps talking, which pisses Roman off. Roman signs the contract and hands it to Adam Pearce. Bryan says now he's got a message. He's going to tap out Roman just like he did Jey. Jey freaks out and tosses the table out of the ring, then says he'd like to be the special guest enforcer for their title match, and he'd like to volunteer for it. That's when Edge's music hits. He comes down and says that's a great idea, but next week he'd like to have his first TV match on SmackDown in 11 years, and he'd like to battle Jey Uso for the right to be the special enforcer at Fastlane. Then we get a huge brawl where Edge tosses Bryan away from Roman Reigns, and then Edge takes exception to that and hits Edge. Daniel Bryan, excuse me, takes exception to that and hits Edge with a knee, and that's how the show ends. So we got a sample.
Got a solid episode.
Yeah, we got a sample of the match that they thought they were going to have, the Daniel Bryan and Edge versus Roman and Jey. I still say, I mean, I understand they wanted to get Daniel Bryan right here in this Fastlane match again, because Roman, if you 5 years ago, Roman and Daniel Bryan, Roman had his best match ever against Daniel Bryan in the Fastlane. So it's the anniversary of that. But because they never have really seen that much value in Christian, they didn't sign Christian, but this was right here, tailor-made. Edge and Christian back together to go against Roman and Jey.
I know.
That would have been the ish.
Didn't they say they signed Christian to AEW, or was that just a rumor?
No, that's the truth.
Oh, okay. So Captain Charisma, we won't be seeing him on Vince McMahon's programming.
No, he's over there with Tony Khan looking out for the peeps.
The peeps do deserve to see Christian in the ring. But yeah, it would have been so sweet to have Edge and Christian, especially since he came back at the Rumble. And they don't be listening to us.
Well, they've never really. They've always had more of a... Vince, I'll say this, has always had more affinity for Edge than Christian. Because, I mean, Christian, when he left the first time, he went to TNA and immediately became like the TNA champion. He was never nowhere close to the singles title, except for when he was in the ring standing next to Edge when he was in WWE back in the day. So yeah, they've always had a little less of a expectation of what Christian can do than they have for Edge, and it continued to show again where they didn't sign him, where he's clearly able to wrestle. Or, you know, I don't know what the medicine is. I was talking to Mo about this. I don't know what, how far the medicine has come in the past like 4 to 5 years, but all these people that WWE was like, nope, can't do it, you're gonna endanger the remaining of your health for the rest of your life if we let you wrestle again, all of a sudden it's like, hey, come on back.
And we haven't seen Carlito since the day after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I don't. I know that. I think that he's. I think he took over what the spot that MVP was supposed to be doing, since MVP now has become more of a TV personality than I thought they really originally thought that he was going to be. You know, so I think that he's kind of maybe in that producer's role for MVP. But hopefully, yeah, they can bring him back out again on television, because, I mean, he's in great shape. He looked fantastic.
Yeah.
over on Monday Night Raw. Let's see. Like I said, not really much going on Monday Night Raw this particular week. Yeah, Randy Orton still spitting up the black stuff. Bobby.
Randy Orton need to drink some water.
Bobby
Ashley. Clean his system out.
Bobby Lashley disposed of The Miz, so he's firmly established himself as the champion now. Drew and Sheamus had another hard-hitting affair that ended in both men getting knocked out, so there's no resolution to that. Lana and Naomi finally got their tag team title match, but Reginald cost them the match, so Reggie all up in the business again.
He is always up in the video. Tell Diddy gonna sit down somewhere.
And trying to think what more happened. Retribution, who cares?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's really about it. The main thing is, I guess, the Fiend is getting set to return. He's getting closer.
Because they had a baby. Mm-hmm. So is he having baby bonding time?
Yes.
Every time JoJo think about making a comeback, he's like, nope, you're pregnant again. Okay.
JoJo not coming back at all. It was a good run. It was a good run.
It was. She did have a good run.
Let me get your thoughts on NXT and what happened to...
I don't know who Raquel and Dakota pissed off in Beck. But that was so messed up. They were the first and quickest. The first women's tag team champions in NXT history, and they had the shortest reign in NXT history. So yes, they definitely made history twice in one night.
Yes, that's what Raquel was saying until Io Shirai came up and was like, I want to challenge you next.
So are we looking at a Raquel solo run?
I think so. But it sucks.
It's time.
But it sucks that you had to sacrifice Dakota Kai and these title belts to get to that, though.
Yeah.
How about you do this like me and Simi was talking about? Mostly Simi. She had an epic rant on this week's NXT. Like, there's a way you can get to this if you want to put the titles on Ember and Shotzi. Okay, cool. But have it be like, you know, the only fair way to determine it is we don't want to just hand somebody the titles. So the last two teams who are in the finals of the Destiny Classic, we're going to run it back at Fastlane, and the winners of that match become your women's tag team champions. Or we can have the match next week. Let's say we have it next week. Mm-hmm. So they have it next week. Ember and Shotzi win. Okay. And then you can still do the thing with Io challenging Raquel Gonzalez for the title, but it doesn't make those two look bad. You know what I mean? Or this mm-hmm. just makes them look terrible, where you give them the belt, then you make them take a challenge, and then they lose the titles. It's like, dad, you're treating them like Sasha Banks.
Yep.
And poor Dakota. She's taken a lot of beatings in the matches and stuff, and still ain't got nothing to show for it.
Nothing.
Yeah, this was usually we don't have a problem with NXT and how they book things. Usually they're pretty good, but this was just
terrible. Yeah, that was really awful.
That was terrible. That was just bad. We had that was one of three title matches on NXT. NXT was loaded this week. Io retained the title over Toni Storm, much to my chagrin. I thought this was going to be the night that Toni Storm was going to pull it off, but to no avail, did not happen. And Finn Balor retained the NXT title over Adam Cole, baby. Kyle O'Reilly was back. He got some revenge on Adam Cole, so it looks like that's where we're going for TakeOver, Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly. And the NXT title looks like it's going to be Karrion Kross and Finn Balor, finally, after Karrion Kross had that, injury that led him to have to relinquish the title, Finn regaining the title. Now Karrion Kross is back. to go after the title, so that should be a lot of fun. We'll see where that ends up. Hopefully it doesn't end up with the Karrion Kross title reign. He is just, nah. I mean, the only way it'll make it work is if Scarlett does all the promos and he just stands there with the belt.
Yeah, because he don't need to talk. Because all he say is TikTok. And I'm like, okay, and what? What next, brother?
Jordan Devlin is on the way back to the United States. So it's going to be two cruiserweight champions.
Oh, that's right. He said NXT. he's coming to get the championship.
Yeah, so Escobar is like, what you talking about, Regal? I'm the champion.
And he ain't defended his championship in a few months.
Yeah, that was a weird situation where Jordan Devlin had the title and the travel ban kicked in. And so NXT and WWE was like, well, okay, we'll make like another version of the title. And we'll have a tournament, so we'll at least have a cruiserweight champion who can defend the title on TV and when necessary. And so that's how Escobar became the version of the cruiserweight champion that he is. So this is going to be like a unification match, I guess.
Yeah, because Escobar is supposedly the interim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing interim when I'm out here defending this title and people out here trying to take it from me.
Okay, when I got to fight Karrion Kross.
What else happened? MSK got one up on the Grizzled Young Veterans. Looks like now we got two tag teams with a member with broke hands. They used Breezango with a little help from Breezango. I didn't know that because I guess I'm so used to seeing him with his shirt on where he wrestled. I didn't realize that Fandango was that big.
I didn't even realize that was them. Until the Big Joseph was like, and Breezango. I'm like, that's them? Oh, okay. Y'all kind of jacked.
I was like, okay. Here we go. So yeah, this was a very good episode of NXT this week. Other than the booking of the women's tag.
The women's, yeah, that was cool.
That was not good at all. I really like Dakota Kai and Raquel as a tag team too.
Feel like Dakota finna get lost in the shuffle. She gonna be back in catering once Raquel goes solo.
I hope
or not. Goes on her singles run.
It's about time for Tegan Knox to come back. They can always redo that one.
Tegan Knox is so boring. Personality wise.
Maybe she's found something new that she's had, 8-9 months off.
Yeah. Because she had hurt her other knee or her third knee. Because yeah, I know she didn't hurt both. Yeah. She didn't hurt both knees.
Yeah.
So like, this girl is a walking RoboCop. Like, she got all the contraptions on her.
Yeah, she's one of the few wrestlers that I know that's going to try to come back from a third knee. Stone Cold blew both his knees out, but he got it under control it too. But she's even with the knee braces, she still hurt her knee again. But I think she was working out this time and that's how she hurt her knee.
Yeah.
But I kind of like Tegan Knox, but you're right, she doesn't have enough just natural charisma. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't have what Indy Hartwell has. Like, Indy Hartwell is not nearly as good of a wrestler as Tegan Knox is, but she has just natural charisma that when you put her on the screen, it's like you notice her. Even when she's just standing there looking pissed off at Raquel and Dakota getting the titles, you know, mm-hmm. she stands out. Whereas, yeah, Tegan Knox is kind of gets lost in the background sometimes.
Yeah. I want Raquel versus Nia 1-on-1. Actually, I want Rhea versus Nia 1-on-1. I have a lot of dream matches, as you can see. I can go down the list here.
Your booking would probably help Raw a lot.
Listen, first of all, I got so many ideas for Raw. They just...
Look, don't give them all out here because
I'm not because they're gonna steal them and we won't get paid. I'm just keeping them in my head.
That's right. Until you get that letterhead in their email, like,
right.
There's a, you know, right. opportunity creatively. Go take it.
Right. Run me some coin. Anywho.
So, yeah, that's our recap of other things going on in the world of WWE that Ms. J may be interested in. So I'll turn it over to you now, Ms., for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to the WrestleCast family. It's always a pleasure tweeting and chatting with you all every week. And shout out to Don. Always a pleasure to recap the Blue Brand, the Superior Show, the A Show with you on Sunday mornings. Yeah, and shout out to Daylight Savings Time, because now Sun ain't gonna set to like 8:30. I'm here for it.
I'll be the contrarian. Give me back my hour, man.
Hour.
Waking up at my quote unquote normal time, but it's already 7 o'clock. Like, oh no, this ain't good. This ain't good. Luckily, it wasn't, you know, we can't do those normal things we would do on the weekend and like go hang out somewhere and be like, oh, you know what? Party got to start at 8 because we about to lose this hour of drinking.
Wow. No, but you just have to get up earlier.
You have to start everything earlier on Saturday because you're about to lose an hour. But yeah. So yeah, it's going to take me 2 weeks to even get used to this. This day is going to go by so fast. I'm going to look up and be like, it's already 7:30. Damn, so it's time to go to bed again.
Oh.
But yes, shout out to those who do enjoy daylight savings time. You know, make the most of all this daylight that you have. Make it, you know, make it count. Don't just waste it. Shout out to Miss Jade to the Max for joining me once again. Shout out to Miss Didi Jonay. Thank you to everybody who helped me record new episodes here on the WrestleCast this week. Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, Samuel Kalunga on the Rawcast, Miss Simi over on the NXT cast, and also the Dark Match. You can find that on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Thank you to everybody who shared their tweets and provided their pro wrestling commentary with color on this week's edition of SmackDown by using the hashtag SmackDownMatters. Definitely appreciate the interactions. Please continue to rate and review the podcast. Give us 5 stars on all these various platforms so we can get more listens on the show. When they do searches for a wrestling podcast, we'll come up with all these great reviews. And continue to listen to Cast of Strong Style as well. Give a big shout out to Mr. Anwar Starwin as we reviewed the first round of the New Japan Cup. So give that a listen to all of my hardcore New Japan wrestling folks out there. We're keeping you up to date with the New Japan Cup. Second round has begun, so we'll be coming back with another podcast on the second round very shortly once that concludes. I think that's all we got on the network that's brand new this week. Shout out to the guys over at the Comic Book Chronicles as well. Can't forget them for all the hard work that they put in. Please check out their new episode on CSPN.us as well. So for Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Au revoir, mes amis.
I see how hard you've worked at this. I've seen it. I see how much you love this. I see how hard you fought to get back to doing this because you love this so much. But let me be completely honest. When I wanted to challenge Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, it wasn't about you. I lay on the mat at Elimination Chamber, watching you point up to the WrestleMania sign, and yeah, I got demoralized. But not because of how few matches you've done this year, but because I allowed myself to go into what might be my last WrestleMania on the back burner. And that's when I decided I am not gonna take it. I'm gonna throw out my one last shot. I'm gonna put it all out there. If this is gonna be my last one, and I don't know if it is, but if this is gonna be my last one, I'm gonna give it everything I've got to be in the main event of WrestleMania. the thing, Edge. You've got your spot in the main event of WrestleMania. So this isn't about you. For me, if I want a main event WrestleMania, I have to go to Fastlane. I have to face Roman Reigns, and I have to win the Universal Championship. And that is why I went into business for myself.
So I guess if you use air quotes, that somehow cancels out everything, right? I get it. Listen, maybe I should have made myself clearer. Roman Reigns has already beaten you. Hell, he beat you at Elimination Chamber, and I understand the circumstances. I get it. But a win is a win. And if we're talking about wins, I won the Royal Rumble. I outlasted 29 other superstars, went 1-30, over 60 minutes. And you were in there, by the way. Listen, I have mutual respect for you. I like you. I just don't like how you did this. You're better than this. But you're not better than me.